Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled. We have five to go. We just finished saying the ways in which, when you compare the chumras, the stringencies of Kodesh, food that will be used sacrificial things, meats, and also for menachah, say flour and oil, and so how they're treated more stringently than truma. However, now the Mishnah over the next three Mishnahs will discuss a number of ways where truma is actually more chamor than kodesh. We should close this book. I think now I'm not sure how to count it as three or five, but it doesn't matter. We'll call it five. We'll call it five different ways. But three, basically, it's one. The three Mishnayos, sort of arbitrary how we divide it up. But here, the three Mishnayos discussing the chumras of truma over kodesh. So it says here, Mishnah Dalet Chomer Betruma, astringency that applies to Truma, should be Yehuda. When it comes to the, let's say, the wine or the oil that you'll find in Yehuda, Yehuda is the part of the country which is in Chazal's time, southern Israel, right, where Yerushalayim is. Interestingly, today it's more central, but the whole southern part of the country is not biblical. You know, when you go to Eilat, that's not Israel. So, it says that. I think it's a Kaziv we always talk about, right?
A little bit south of Be'er Sheva.
How far down south?
What was considered?
I think around Be'er Sheva, that's right.
A little
that's
bit
right.
south of Be'er Sheva.
Up to like, you know, the north. It says the Gemara the Gemara in Megillah says, why is it called Tveria? Because it's the Tabor. It's like the belly button of the country. It's the middle of the country. Now we think of Tveria as like far, far north, right? But there was, because I guess for obvious reasons, it's not, the southern part of the country isn't particularly fertile, not very useful. In any case, so the point is, Tver, the southern part of the country, that was where Yerushalayim is. And some learn, the Barthanur learns, you actually had a technical problem that between the northern part of the country, the Galil, and the southern part, Yehuda, you had a part of land that was controlled by Kusim. And the rabbis are goes that if you transfer, you go through Eretz Amim, foreign people's occupied territory, it becomes Tameh. So he wants to learn, you have a real problem, you couldn't actually convey things. Transport things from the north to the south because of Tum in the middle, but even without
the
that,
Samaritans,
exactly. Exactly.
What would they do today with the shvachim that they're giving back to the Arabs?
I don't know.
They
had some kulas in the southern part of the country by Yerushalayim. So it says that we're going to treat in this case. It's called a chumra when it comes to truma. Hey, come on in. But really, I think it'd probably be easier to think of it as a. It's describing it as a chumra of truma relative to kodesh. In truth, it wouldn't be the Mishnayos we're trying to, you know, try to set this comparison up. Thank you very much. Really, it's sort of as a kula that we're allowing kodesh to have. The ikra din you would have thought would be. The same would be Truma and Kodesh. The rabbis are forced to be lenient when it comes to Kodesh because we need it for the base of Mikdash. But we're going to call it that just the Truma would be more Chumra than the Kodesh. Is that point clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Should I say it again? Say it one more time, follow, because it's not complicated. Just really, Ikra Din, what these Mishnayos will basically say is, for reasons, whatever the reasons are, we'll see, the rabbis wanted to be lenient when it came to Kodesh because it's just inconvenient to access. It's hard to get a hold of sufficient kosher Tahor, wine, and oil, and kalim, and so on. Because remember, normally we say the rabbis or gozer on Amaratz, and they're all tameh. And if they get involved in your stuff, they can ruin it. The problem is, you have limited access to supplies around Jerusalem. The reasons we'll see in the Mishnayos. Therefore, the rabbis were lenient and said, although normally we say Amaratz are tameh, under certain circumstances we'll treat them as being tahor, so that we will be able to have an ample supply of the requirements for the base of English. So really, what's really going on is we're having a kula that's from the normal halachas. Kulas when it comes to kachim, we're not going to be as strict with kachim. We'll let the amaratzim be tahor, where normally it would be tummy. But the way the Mishnah is setting it up, since the Mishnah was comparing previously in the Perek ways in which kodesh is more stringent than truma, so now we're saying there are ways in which truma is more stringent than kodesh. I'm just saying what's really going on is the reason why the truma is more stringent is because the kodesh is just having a special kula. Not a chumra. It's not a chumra in truma. It's a kula in kodesh that's going on here. So here, since you have limited access to the wine and the oil that you'll need in the base mikdash for kodesh, because remember you need wine for your nesachim, you're going to do wine libations, and you need oil that mixed up the menachas have oil mixed inside them. So it says again, chumra betruma. There are stringencies that apply to truma. Shibi Yehuda. When it comes to Yehuda, ne'emanim, people are believed. al taharas yain v'shemen kol yimot sashana. The whole year round, if you go and buy some amaretz wine or oil, because wine or oil are classic because they're always susceptible to tumah. They're liquids in their own right, and amaretzim are tame. So, and how are you going to get this stuff? You need pretty much everyone's in amaretz. So how are you going to get enough wine or oil for everybody to get their supply they need for the base of English? So the rabbi said, listen, the whole year round, if you buy from amaretz and he tells you this wine or this oil is tahor, you can believe him. Because you need it for kodesh, so he's a logistical problem. So the rabbis weren't gozer, it could be too difficult. Ubishas hagitos, at the time of the year when they're
pressing.
Gitos is the plural of gas. Gas, we've seen this a few times, means the wine press. So at the time of the pressing of the wines, when you harvest in your grapes, and also vahabadim, in the time the base habad is an olive press. So at the time when they're doing the normal pressing of the oils, so now, talking about truma, af ala truma, we're even believing them that truma is tahor. The reason, the issue here is, the Amoratim want to give their truma to the Kohanim. We're not going to, if we were strict on this, the Kohanim would never get anything. We're always machmir but let's look at Rabbeinu Tam for a second. Rabbeinu Tam only has truma midoraita is only applying on to oil, wine, and bread, and this stuff is mekabel truma on the spot as soon as you press the grapes or press the oil. So everyone's amaratz is going to become tummy, and they'll never get anything. So the rabbis weren't gozer on Amoratim that they're, when they first press stuff, the oil and the wine, that it should be tummy, they'll never get anything. So we'll believe them if they tell us when it comes to truma that it's tahor, the wine or the oil, but only in the season. We assume like right away, you know, they first, right before presa comes, they all want to give truma, like good boys and girls, so they go to the mikvah, they become tahor, and they press it, and they give it to Kohanim. But once the season's passed, you know, then they're not washing their tahara, and it's not the season anymore. I don't know how long the season is, but it's short. Whenever it finishes, the way the portion burn, whenever it finishes pressing their oil or their wine, whatever that is, if we'd be living those times, we'd know when that was. It's the summer. I know grapes are in the summer, and the olives in the late summer, early fall even. They ripen, you press them, so then it's too late. So in the season, you can believe them even for truma. Out of the season, you can't believe them for truma. You're afraid they got became tummy, but you could believe them the whole year round for kodesh. Therefore, you see, that's one in which kodesh is more lenient and truma is more strict.
You know how we said by Shviz, I think it was, about there's three different areas? Would that be the same idea?
Yeah, that is. Remember, it was Galil, Yehuda, and like the Har.
Because I can tell you during that in Bat Ayin where it's cold, it's colder because they're on a mountain, and they have produce a lot later than here.
Well, that was a reason given in Shviz. Remember, they said there are different animals in different, I guess, climactic situations. But here,
because it was talking about like if you had you couldn't go to Bat Ayin, get a bunch of rimonim, and come to Yehuda. Where there were no more remoni,
right?
Come to
because the Bichemish, the animals have no more access to them.
Yeah,
it's different. So it's similar. I mean, it's a related idea for sure. But the here, I don't. Here we're talking about in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim.
It's, well, you're saying when it's no longer on the tree. I mean, saying it's.
I don't know. Mitzvah. I don't know if they're actually at different present times or not. I don't know. I just don't know. But whatever. I don't know. But whenever it is, it is. Whenever pressing season is over, then you no longer can trust them to have maintained their tahara when it comes to truma. However, so therefore, avru hagitos v'abadim, if the time has passed, you know, it's no longer the time to do the pressing. Ve'viu lo chavis shel yayin shel truma. If he says, here's my barrel and it's got the wine of truma wine. Let lo yekablenim mimeno. The Kohen can't accept it. He can't assume it's tahara. Because that his time passed. But listen to this. This is kind of amazing. The truma. Right, because the kutchum you have to rely on all year round. Truma. You know, we're basically the rabbis being lenient except that they feel they have to. But look, it's amazing. And this playing both sides of the fence happens in almost every Mishnah from now to the end. You'll see. On the one hand, we're saying we don't trust. On the other hand, look. Avol menicha, if you're a ma'aretz and you just, you know, your heart's broken, you just pressed your whole great batch and you want to give your gift to the rabbi, the Kohen, but you can't because I don't know why, you got delayed for whatever reason, your kid got sick and you didn't make it in time, you missed the season. So what you can do is, manicha lagasaba, is put the barrel of wine on the side and let it wait a year. And this time next year, when you're believed again, whip out last year's barrel. And even though the Kohen knows that this is from last year's batch, you can still accept it. So I guess with halacha, I guess the always the problem is low plug. They set up rules, there's always what ifs. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying is, We're in the season, we trust them. Out of the season, we don't trust them. But if you're a Ma'aris and you want to give, but you missed the window, just hold it till next year and give your oil next year, your wine next year, when you're once again believed. I'd like that.
I have a feeling that the Rabbonim were doing this to try and encourage these people to get out of that status, to become Talmidei Chachamim, Chaverim.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe. Maybe.
You're messing yourself up.
Then they shouldn't accept it at all.
Exactly, they give them an easy way out.
They have to be Mekum. but they want a lesson there. I think Rav Malinowitz would say that.
Well, it's true, because in a year, the wine could, if it's wine, it could spoil, so they still take
it. I have to. It can become better.
I think it's
the
better.
Spoil.
Well, it is what it is. It is what it is. So that's it. The oil definitely will spoil. Oil is not good if you don't keep it refrigerated. But anyways, so that's the story here. Now, the Amar Lo, if the Amar Aret says, Hifrashti lasoch revias, he says, listen, this, the oil, let's say, the oil that I have in this barrel here, you're right, it's true oil, and you're right, the window's passed, and you're right, you shouldn't believe me, I accept that. But you should know, like, just so you know, I also put in one of the reviases of oil I put in the whole jar, was I was planning on using for my mincha. So now, he's sort of like, he halachically put everyone in a corner, because you can't have it both ways. It's very hard to say, oh, we'll trust, we'll accept that one revius of oil to go into your mincha, but we won't accept the rest of it to be truma. That's a little crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And the way the Rashi learns it is, it will be a gnai to the base, to the mizbeach, to say, oh, well, it's not good enough for the kodem, it's good enough for you. So therefore, if the guy says, oh, it's a mixture of two things, of kodesh and truma, since the truma, since the kodesh he's believed upon, that sort of then is like a protects the halachic status of the whole barrel. So he says, if Amar Lo, if he says, Hifrashti l'soch revias, he says, oh, I put a revias of oil intending it to be for kodesh, so then Ne'eman, he's believed even for the truma, even out of season. So that's, I'll call that the first of the kulas. The second, I'll call this now the second of the kulas, they're interrelated. What about the containers themselves? So the truth is, the kula, the whole reason we're being makel, step one is, Amaratzim, maybe because of dispensation, we want them to be discouraged from being Amaratzim. We say everything you touch is Tamei, end of story. Then we said, oh, if we say that, the Kohen will never get anything. Therefore, in the season, we'll let the Kohen get the Truma. But that's just so they can get the actual wine or get the oil. But afterwards, we're even going to treat post facto, once the wine has been decanted, we'll treat the container as being Tamei again. Like, we'll, take a container back. So now we're talking about the Kadim, the containers. Kad is like a jar, a jug. So Kada Yain, Vekade Shemin, Ha Medumaos. Now, Meduma, if you recall from Maseches Trumos, meant when you get Chulin and Truma mixed together. It's like a bit of a borrowed term here, because that was always, Meduma was bad news. Meduma was, you need 100 times of Chulin to save it, remember? Mm-hmm. To save your, this is not that exactly. This just means that you have sealed barrels, and you don't know which barrels were the Kodesh barrels, which barrels were the Truma barrels. And you're telling you treat them all equally. So then we'll be Mekel, since we're going to trust you to have kept proper shmir on the Kodesh. Then Mamela, since it's mixed up with the Truma, we'll also trust you the Truma ones. Ne'man aleim bishas. Oh, sorry. So let me speak it outside first, because this mission now gets very confusing. So we will believe you. We'll believe you in that. Now, just speaking out then, under normal circumstances, what's going to happen then is the Kohen is going to accept the wine. He's going to pour the wine from the Amaretz's barrel into the Kohen's barrel, then tell him to take his jug back, and the jug will then, after the decanting of the wine, become Tzidur's Tamei, because the Amaretz is again. That's how it normally would work. So now, if he says, oh, I can't, it's a mixture, I don't know which was my Truma wine, which was my Kodesh wine, barrels, so then we won't treat the barrels as being Tamei, because that was he was preparing the barrels to store wine ahead of time. So let me speak it out here. In other words, what happens is, I know I'm going to press my oil, and I've got some barrels that are going to be used for Kodesh oil, and some are going to be used for Truma oil. And now I just got mixed up which barrel was which. And I'm Amaretz, and frankly, I don't even care, because they're both Tar, so I'm concerned. I went to the mikvah, I took them to the mikvah, everything's Tar, and good to go. I just mixed up which one was for which. So when I give it to the Kohen, I say, I just want you to know that it could be this was a Kodesh barrel, this was a Truma barrel. So then we'll trust that barrel, because otherwise we'd not trust it for the Kodesh either. So he's believed. And now the Mishnah says, Ne'emanim aleihem b'sha'as hagitos v'habadim. They're believed when it comes to the time of pressing, for the gas, for the wine, and also the badim for the oil. The kodem l'gitos, not only they believed during the period, they also believed in the period prior to the pressing period, shivim yom, 70 days. So now if you think about it, this mission is like turn itself into a knot. Because we started out by saying they're believed the whole year round when it comes to Kodesh, and not by Trum except in the season. Then it says, oh, the Kalim, they're believed, they're just not up to 70 days before. So it's a problem. Like what? So we'll learn. Tiferes Yisrael has a clear approach. He says the way I sort of built it up for you guys, which is the latter part of the Mishnah is talking about just the containers themselves. If you're talking about empty containers, mm-hmm. and the guy says, there's never been any wine in here, but I was matar this thing to accept Kodesh or Truma, you know, 6 months ago, we're like, that sounds a little dicey. We're not going to trust that one. Bring it back to Mikvah and try again. But if it's, as the season approaches, everyone gains ready, then we'll trust him. So then we'll come out, then the dust settles here. Mm-hmm. In Yehuda, Jerusalem area, we will believe an Amar to say that the wine or the oil in this container is for Kodesh. We'll believe him the whole year round. If it's, he says it's Truma, we'll only believe him in the season, the pressing season. Only, period. As far as the barrels go, we assume the containers, they're going to be Tahor when it comes to Kodesh. We'll assume they'll be Tamei when it comes to Truma, immediately after they get decanted. And if they got mixed up together, so that he's not sure which, then we'll also be lenient and treat even your Truma barrels as if they're Kodesh barrels, but only to the extent of going 70 days back. Before that, we don't believe you kept Tahara that long with the barrels. Okay?